Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Got to say, I'm a little disappointed in Joe. You used this one yesterday. You don't know enough Toto songs?
Joanna?
Rosanna.
Rosanna?
It's about Roseanne Arquette. So like one guy in the band wrote it about the other guy dating her, I think. It was just like a weird, creepy thing. Anyway, two tickets to see Toto, Christopher Cross.
Africa.
They're not. That song sucked too, man.
It's fantastic.
It's a dumbass song. People are like, they ain't never even been to Africa. How they know? Anyway.
Watch it on TV.
Men, Joe, which one is it? It's Men at Work?
Men at Work.
So I got Men with Hats on here, which was wrong. So
they're wearing construction helmets. They're at work.
So they are wearing hats. See, so it's the same thing. Men at Work. Jiffy Lube Live, August 13th, courtesy of Live Nation, 410-583-1057. Giving away two sets, two purrs. Call it now, 4 and 5.
Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing well, man. Jeremy Kahn earlier, we talked about keys to victory for the Ravens. He said, don't do dumb stuff. And you know what? That's, to me, sounds too simple, but it is very simple. The Ravens are a better team. If they don't do anything stupid and overcomplicate this game, I think they win going away.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it's going to be close. When you play in a division and you play each other twice, you got all the vices down. And these two teams, they know each other extremely well. And Tomlin went out and emphasized that this week, and so did John Harbaugh. So it's more than about doing dumb stuff. For me, the key will be the Ravens' offensive line against their front five, because in all the Ravens' losses, they got beat up front. And even when they played Pittsburgh earlier, they lost out on that one. And the Steelers, the last time they played them, the Steelers weren't healthy. They were missing two or three starters. Remember, Joey Porter goes down in the second quarter. Watt got hurt the week before against the Eagles. First down is important. You got to gain yards on first down, and if that doesn't happen, that's when the dumb stuff happens. That's when they get in trouble. All right, so I understand what he's saying, but there's a little bit more to it, at least for me.
You know, some people have called in and said they wish they'd be more creative and not give Henry the ball on first down. I'm of the opinion you have literally six guys who weigh 300 pounds or more when Ricard's in there in front of Henry. I give him the ball as much as I can. How do you feel about this, you know, as far as the running game?
You know, I don't care when they give Henry the ball, actually. Just give him the ball. You know, last year we go back to that Kansas City game, the AFC Championship game, where they got away from their running game. And this year, at least they have Henry where he's there and documents everything they do. Is we got to come back to him because he's the guy. And that's what I like about it. So I don't care if they give him the ball on first down or whatever. If you're going to come out and say, we're going to pound you, this is what we're going to do, then do it. All right, because that's what they're best at. They're best at running the football. And I have no problems with that. Do what you do best. It's the playoffs. It's cold. Receivers don't want to catch the ball. They don't like to catch the ball. Quarterbacks, man, they're tight. No, I like the whole emphasis on running the football.
You know Ricard weighs more than Lindebaum?
Ricard might weigh more than a lot of their offensive linemen. They might weigh more than McCary. I mean, that's a big joke.
Hey.
And, you know, sometimes that's what I like. It's, hey, last week when they played Cleveland, they just came out in the second half and said, we're putting the fullback in the backfield and we're running the football.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
I paused for a second because I thought Mike was like, that's what I like, big man.
I'm not going that far, bro. All right?
Hey, Mike, like I feel like I would agree with you wholeheartedly on what you said about this being that division rival game, all these things that are going on. I just feel like the Steelers are dead in the water right now. Like they couldn't move the ball against that horrible Cincinnati defense. And again, it's another divisional game. George Pickens, you got people over there giving him massages, trying to calm him down with his one catch for negative 1 yards. I mean, I feel like he's another one of those cancers in the clubhouse or locker room. Go ahead.
He is. But let's look at the flip side. Cincinnati was destroying people before that game. How many points did they score in that game? Not a lot.
19.
Okay. That defense was under control, again. And that's why, again, I go back to the front five. You know, you got Highsmith on one side, you got Watt on the other side. And people keep saying, why has Lamar struggled against the Steelers? That's why. All right? They got the two bookends because that's what they've always done in the past. And then they have guys in the middle, especially Cam Hayward, who can stay in with that lane integrity. That's the matchup, folks. They got to win that.
All right, Mike, give me a score and a winner.
The Ravens win anywhere from 3-7, but it's going to be a close game. I think the Steelers can hang with them for a little while, but, man, Westbrook, I just don't trust
Russell.
Russell Wilson.
You might be better off trusting Westbrook, man.
you might be right. But Russell Wilson, and they don't have a long ball. I don't see that happening. I don't see where they can win. But I do like the Pickens versus Brandon Stevens matchup on the outside. But I think the Ravens will double and try to take that away from the Steelers. So the Ravens win by 3-7.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Enjoy the game, Mike.
All right, guys.
Hey, man.
See you guys.
All right, have a good one.